We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
It was, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, the first time I got a telephone call from our friends over at the Young Americas Foundation, and they wanted to fly me out to Santa Barbara, and they wanted to give me a private tour of this beautiful ranch, the Ronald Reagan Ranch, the ranch where President Reagan and his wife Nancy would go to. It was known as the Western White House, and they said, we want you to come, bring your hiking boots, wear blue jeans. It's going to be a hot, dusty ride up the side of this mountain on a dirt road. And so I flew out to Santa Barbara, and it was a long drive up this winding mountain road, and there were several of us in this van that was driven by Grace. She looked like she was 18, 19 years old, and she was the only thing between us and falling off a cliff to our untimely deaths.
That's a lot of trust.
It was, and she was driving like Luke Duke for the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, my gosh.
So we get to this beautiful place, and when you think about Ronald Reagan and you think about Nancy Reagan, they brought the glamour,
yep,
the glitz back to the White House.
Hollywood.
It was Hollywood, and they brought... You know, Ronald Reagan campaigned on this idea of wanting to make America great again. That was the actual slogan of his presidential campaign.
Isn't that funny?
Make America great again. So I get up there, and I was thinking in my mind, this is going to be like the Ponderosa from Bonanza. Grace, I know you don't know what I'm talking about.
Sorry, it goes right over my head.
But folks, Google it. And teach your children. Grace, we're working on that. We're educating you. You're getting
Thanks,
an education.
Todd.
You're getting a master's class in good TV on this program.
Yes.
And I was thinking this palatial ranch and with, I don't know, I wouldn't say servants, but, you know, ranch hands and maids and butlers and all that kind of stuff. So we get up there, and there was this sort of, I wouldn't say decrepit house, but it was really old. It was, you know, painted. It looked nice, but it wasn't anything glamorous. And you walk in, and there's, you know, old furniture. It's sparsely, you know, there's not a lot of furniture. There's a bed where Reagan, and this is where Reagan lived when he was back in California. There was a bed, and, you know, the bed was small. And so they had to put, like, a nightstand at the end of the bed so Reagan's feet wouldn't dangle off the bed.
My pillow didn't even exist.
There was no My Pillow there. And it was a very simple, it was a very straightforward ranch. There was really not much to it. There was no glitz, no glamour.
Very
it was just
humble.
Very humble abode. Very nice, clean. I mean, it was very, very pretty. I mean, the setting. And I was really struck by that, that Ronald Reagan, a man who was worth millions of dollars, would live in such a simple way. But that's who he was. And I remember going over and taking a tour of the ranch, and there was a place where you could stand on the mountainside and you could see the valley, and the valley stretched all the way out to the Pacific Ocean. And it was springtime, and I remember that looking out, you could see the crops that were growing in the distance, and it reminded me of as soon as I saw this image, it reminded me, oh wow, that looks like the image, the graphic on the Hidden Valley ranch salad dressing bottle. That's what it looked like to me. And so I'm standing out there and glancing out there at this beautiful scene at the Reagan Ranch. And there's a placard there, and the person who was giving me the tour said, this is where Ronald Reagan would go to pray. And it was a very poignant place, and Reagan would pray at this overlook. And they call it the Psalm 121 Overlook. And this is a Bible verse that Ronald Reagan quoted all the time. I look to the hills, from whence cometh my strength. My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I thought about that as I was reading a story last night about Liz Cheney, the congresswoman who has declared war on conservatives within the Republican Party. Liz Cheney was, in fact, a conservative. As a matter of fact, some people say, when did Liz Cheney stop becoming a conservative? I don't believe it was when she opposed Trump. I believe it was when she opposed the Second Amendment, just what, last week. That's when Liz Cheney, in my book, stopped being a conservative. So after that visit, they took me back to the airport. It was a great day. Stayed a couple of days, took me back to the airport, flew back. Then about a week and a half later, I was speaking in the Los Angeles area, and someone said, hey, you need to see the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. And so they take me up there, and I must have spent, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours, and I could have spent days there. I was just fascinated. It was, you were walking on hallowed ground. This was the man who saved America, who inspired a generation. He inspired my generation. I was in junior high school when Ronald Reagan became president of the United States. And he inspired me and my classmates, much like Donald Trump inspired so many young people that are now in college. I mean, it was one of those life-changing moments for a generation. And I remember walking through and seeing the exhibits and hearing his speeches again. And Ronald Reagan he was the great communicator. He was a radio guy. A lot of people don't realize that, but he was a radio guy. And I can talk about that some other time. But this presidential library was the bedrock of everything that Ronald Reagan was. It was his philosophy. This idea that America is the most exceptional nation on the planet, that it's America first. This idea of God and country, that's who Ronald Reagan was. So for Liz Cheney to stand on that foundation in the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, and pardon my French, ladies and gentlemen, crap on the Reagan legacy, that should appall every gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable who is listening to this radio program right now. So last night, Liz Cheney was invited to speak at the Presidential Library. The thesis, and this is a series of conversations they're having at the Reagan Presidential Library, is the future of the Republican Party. Now, I'm just going to be as honest as I can. If you are a donor to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, just stop. Just stop. It's been taken over by rhinos. And what they are doing to the Ronald Reagan legacy should enrage all of us. They want you to believe that Ronald Reagan was an establishment guy. They want you to believe that Ronald Reagan was a rhino. But he was no rhino, and he was definitely no establishment Republican. As a matter of fact, they hated him. The establishment hated Ronald Reagan. And they hated Ronald Reagan because he was a conservative. He wasn't one of these Gerry Ford, could have possibly been a Democrat Republicans. That was the problem with Ronald Reagan. As a matter of fact, one of the people who despised Reagan, believe it or not, was George H.W. Bush. And the only reason he was on that presidential ticket as the vice presidential candidate is because Reagan was trying to bring the party together. And what happened? Well, 8 great years of Reagan, then Bush gets elected, and we no new taxes. So you've got Liz Cheney out there last night, and she's throwing down the gauntlet. I told you this was happening. And now it's official. There is now a civil war underway within the Republican Party, ladies and gentlemen. And I truly believe we're going to win the midterm elections. But people pulling stunts like this put all of that in jeopardy. Now, Liz Cheney, and you've got it, you're going to hear this for yourself. Liz Cheney literally said, you're either for America or you're for Donald Trump, but you can't be both.
It has become clear that the efforts Donald Trump oversaw and engaged in were even more chilling and more threatening than we could have imagined. As we have shown, Donald Trump attempted to overturn the presidential election. He attempted to stay in office and to prevent the peaceful transfer of presidential power. He summoned a mob to Washington. He knew they were armed on January 6th. He knew they were angry. And he directed the violent mob to march on the Capitol in order to delay or prevent completely the counting of electoral votes. He attempted to go there with them. And when the violence was underway, he refused to take action to tell the rioters to leave. Instead, he incited further violence by tweeting that the Vice President, Mike Pence, was a coward. He said, quote, Mike deserves it. And he didn't want to do anything in response to the Hang Mike Pence chants. It's undeniable. It's also painful for Republicans to accept. And I think we all have to recognize and understand what it means to say those words and what it means that those things happened. But the reality that we face today as Republicans, as we think about the choice in front of us, we have to choose, because Republicans cannot both be loyal to Donald Trump and loyal to the Constitution.
So what she's telling you is that if you support Donald Trump, then you are a traitor to America. You say, well, Todd, I don't think that's what... No, that's exactly what she said. Because if you betray the U.S. Constitution, you are a traitor to your nation. Liz Cheney went on to say, quote, at this moment, we are confronting a domestic threat that we would have never faced before. And that is a former president who is attempting to unravel the foundations of our constitutional republic. He is aided by Republican leaders and elected officials who made themselves willing hostages to this dangerous and irrational man. Now, I'm going to ask you, ladies and gentlemen, do you consider Donald Trump to be a dangerous and irrational man? When Liz Cheney delivered those remarks, there was a thunderous round of applause. People rose to their feet. This was a standing room only crowd at the Reagan Library. But I'm curious, do you consider Donald Trump to be a dangerous and irrational man? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. But Republicans have a bad history here of rewriting history. And they want you to believe, and big media is more than willing to do this, and they're doing it with George W. Bush, who, by the way, they considered him to be a Nazi, a war criminal. They wanted George W. Bush brought up on war crime charges, and now they love him. And why do they love George W. Bush? Because he doesn't like Donald Trump. That's why. That's the only reason why. They despised everything about Ronald Reagan. They hated his guts. And I'm talking about his own party here. They hated his guts. And to know that the establishment Republicans, and that's what Liz Cheney is. She is an establishment Republican. The only reason Liz Cheney was elected to office is because of her father. That's it. But to know that the establishment Republicans have launched their civil war against conservatives on the most hallowed ground within the Republican Party, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, the Gipper must be rolling over in his grave. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to open up the phone lines here, 844-747-8868. Whose side are you on in this Republican civil war, Liz Cheney's or Donald Trump's side? This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
I have been incredibly moved by young women that I have met and that have come forward to testify in the January 6th committee. Some of these are young women who worked on the Trump campaign. Some worked in the Trump White House. Some who worked in offices on Capitol Hill. All who knew immediately that what happened that day must never happen again. America had the chance to meet one of these young women yesterday, Miss Cassidy Hutchinson. Her superiors, men many years older, a number of them are hiding behind executive privilege, anonymity, and intimidation. But her bravery and her patriotism yesterday were awesome to behold. Little girls all across this great nation are seeing what it really means to love this country and what it really means to be a patriot. And I want to speak to every young girl watching tonight. The power is yours, and so is the responsibility. In our great nation, one individual can make all the difference, and each individual must try. There are no bystanders in a constitutional republic. And let me also say this to the little girls and to the young women who are watching tonight. These days, for the most part, men are running the world, and it is really not going that well.
So what is this, like, I am woman, hear me roar? Is that what this was all about? By the way, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. By the way, Liz Cheney speaking last night at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, desecrating hallowed ground for all of us conservatives. Liz Cheney spewing lies. So Cassidy Hutchinson, that's who she was talking about. Cassidy Hutchinson, we now know that she was lying through her teeth. The Secret Service, Trump's attorney, they're all saying that the testimony she delivered was not true. It was a lie. And Cheney knows that. By the way, the Secret Service coming out late yesterday afternoon and saying, just for the record here, nobody came to us and said, hey, can you verify any of these claims? Nobody called. And the reason why is that Cassidy Hutchinson was serving a purpose. Now, the question is, did Liz Cheney offer any sort of immunity? Did Liz Cheney promise any kind of a job? Was there any sort of a coercion on the part of the committee to get that young lady, that clearly troubled young lady, to testify and say what she said on the record under oath? That's the question. And by the way, isn't that supposed to be an impartial panel, right? That's what they told us. Could someone explain why Liz Cheney was captured on video hugging, embracing Cassidy Hutchinson after she said what she said, which was all scripted, by the way? So can anybody explain that for me? So it's very clear that the purpose of this panel, as Liz Cheney laid out in her speech last night, which was basically this was a declaration of war on conservatives. They're using that panel to destroy Donald Trump. And how are they doing it? This is fascinating because it's actually working. And that's why I'm troubled by this. They're going to keep pounding away at Donald Trump every single day until the 2024 presidential election. Every single day, you're going to be hearing people saying the most horrible things about Donald Trump, and they want to wear you down. They want you to get to the point where you just throw in the towel. That's it. And some of you have already reached that point, and you've called into this program. You said, Todd, I can't take it anymore. It's just they're relentless. We've got to have somebody else. You know what? You could have Mother Teresa running for president on the Republican side, and they would find something to complain about her. They're gonna do this to any candidate we put out there, folks. You think they're gonna bow down and celebrate and kiss Ron DeSantis' feet? No, of course not. Liz Cheney declared war, and now you've got a decision. Whose side are you on? Are you on Liz Cheney's side or Donald Trump's side? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. By the way, my new column over at Newsweek launched today. And head over to newsweek.com and check out the opinion section. You'll see my mug shot over there. And we're very excited that they wanted to have a conservative voice over at Newsweek. And our philosophy here on this program is I will go wherever I am asked to go to deliver the message about what it means to be a constitutionalist, what it means to be a Christian conservative in America. We don't shy away from those opportunities. And what you say, well, Tom, what about CNN? Well, after I have my shots, yeah, I guess I could go and go to CNN. I don't know. But anyway, we're very excited to be on Newsweek, and you can read my column over there. Starting today, newsweek.com. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Ben is on the line from Washington. Hey, Ben, what's going on? What's up?
Hey, Todd. Liz Cheney was trying to say that Trump didn't do anything to stop the violence or defend Mike Pence, but the Senate didn't get evacuated until 2:20 p.m., and Trump's tweet about Pence came at 2:24. And at 2:28, Trump said the tweet that said, "Please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful." And that was only 11 minutes after the East Front doors were breached at 2:27. So he sent that tweet after the tweet about Pence. And so he did take immediate action. She's just hoping that people aren't aware of the timeline. What she said isn't true.
And Ben, clearly you've done your homework. I mean, even before that, President Trump was on the record, and we'll try to find this audio for you, but President Trump, during his remarks to that giant crowd, said to keep everything peaceful. So he wanted people to protest peacefully. So again, you know, Liz Cheney conveniently left all of that out of the committee hearing as well. They're trying to destroy the president. That's what they're trying to do here, Ben. And the truth is irrelevant at this point to these people.
That's right,
Ben. I'm curious. You heard some of the comments from Liz Cheney that were delivered last night at the presidential library. Whose side are you on in this civil war?
Oh, 100% against on Trump's side. You know, Liz Cheney is. We all know what Liz Cheney is.
Well, it's sad because she used to be a conservative, and Ben, during the Trump years, she was a conservative. I mean, she's got one of the top records of supporting President Trump's agenda than anybody else in Congress, and yet her hatred of this man has just completely overwhelmed her, and it's a sad thing that I am sad that this has happened to her. There are some of these lawmakers, Ben, I really don't care about, but I like Liz Cheney, and it's just unfortunate what she's done here. Ben, appreciate the call, and give us a holler back. Ben says he's 100% on Donald Trump's side in this Republican civil war. What say you? 844-747-8868. Again, that is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. So President Biden is ramping up a press conference, and he is now threatening to abolish the filibuster so they can codify abortion. Cut number one, please.
Most important thing to be clear about is we have to change. I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law. And the way to do that is to make sure the Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights. It should be. We provide an exception for this. Require an exception to the filibuster for this action to deal with the Supreme Court decision.
You watch what's going to happen here, folks. They're going to try to do this. Also, they're going to try to pack the court. Look, these Democrats are unhinged right now, and this is a dangerous place for the country to be in. Biden, and they understand that their policies have completely failed. They know the only thing that could possibly muster support would be to go toe-to-toe with the Republicans on codifying abortion and then stacking the court. It's not going to work. Because, as we also know, the polling shows that most people don't really care about this issue at all. So the Biden administration's about to put this country on a very, very dangerous path. Meanwhile, while that's going on, we're being overrun at the border. Have you seen this video that's out there? So the cops pull over a van, and it's loaded. It's like packed with illegals. And so the cops are on one side of the van, the side that's right next to the roadway, and it's a very busy highway. He's on the other side. So he's talking to one of the illegal aliens and trying to get whatever information. And then the illegals figure out the jig is up. So they open up the doors, and it's just the video is staggering. They're just pouring out of this van. One of the illegals runs right into traffic. And this is all on video. All on video. Runs into traffic and becomes a hood ornament in a matter of seconds. And the guy, poor guy, goes flying and then just bouncing down the roadway. And Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, is saying, you know what? All of these deaths, and what now the death count is what, 53? 51, 52, 53 in that big tractor trailer that was just stuffed with illegals. Greg Abbott says, you know what? All of these deaths, they're on Joe Biden.
There's a perfectly legal way that people can immigrate to the United States of America. It's that legal pathway, Mr. President, that you must insist upon. And if you do that, you will have a role in reducing the loss of life. Now, going back, many of these deaths could be prevented if Biden simply fully funded the Border Patrol operation of the United States of America and implemented the policies that the Border Patrol needs in order to do their real job. And the real job is not the paper processing work that they've been assigned to do. The real job is both to secure the border as well as to do things like inspect the vehicle that was carrying those people who lost their lives. As you all surely know, the truck passed through a border point checkpoint. It was not inspected. It was not inspected because the Border Patrol does not have the resources to be able to inspect all of the trucks. And as a result, the Border Patrol did not have the capability of saving those lives. Mr. President, you can fix that. If you provide what is categorized as the minimum number of Border Patrol officers who are needed to do the fundamental job of the United States of America and adequately fund their operations to make sure that they are going to be able to inspect those vehicles.
There you go. By the way, the reason why that tractor trailer was not inspected is because they didn't have enough border agents. They just allowed the truck to come on through. There weren't enough border agents. The guys are being overrun down there. And here's my question. What else has been coming across that border that they don't know about? How many how many terrorists have been allowed to cross that border without us even knowing about it? I mean, if you're going to let a tractor trailer filled with, what, 50, 60, 70 illegal aliens through, and nobody was able to catch that, what else is coming across that border? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, we were talking about Roe v. Wade. Well, after Roe, America will never be the same, and that is a good thing. Well, all this week, Greta Van Susteren is on Newsmax looking at America after Roe. You're going to be able to find out how abortion will change the 2022 and 2024 elections, the implications for Trump, and a lot more. Greta is on at 6 o'clock Eastern every weeknight. Brand new show, The Record with Greta Van Susteren. She leads off a great night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling. Millions of people are making the switch to Newsmax. If your cable system does not carry Newsmax, just give them a call and say, hey, we want Newsmax. Or you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. That's what I did. I watch it all the time, anywhere. So watch Newsmax tonight, every day. Make the switch to Newsmax.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right. I was looking for this during the break. Sorry about that, folks. I have a story here that intrigues me. So the Air Force, and I don't mean to speak ill of the Air Force, but the Starnes family were an Air Force family. My dad, grandpas, I had some uncles in the Air Force, a couple of cousins in the Air Force. So we're an Air Force family. And I guess this is why this is a really peculiar story. But the Air Force now ordering personnel to use gender-neutral language. So no more he or she. So if let's just say someone wins an award, and you've got the officers are presenting the award, they're not allowed to say he or she, him or her. They have to use gender neutral words like member or individual or you there or y'all or use guys. No, you can't say guys. So use peoples. This is nuts. So a lot of people are like, where's this coming from, Starnes? What's going on here? No, look, this radical fundamental transformation, it started during the Obama administration. Remember, Obama fired about 200 generals and other officers, got rid of them because they didn't agree with his politics. And people went bonkers at the time, but the media gave the guy cover. And there were enlisted men, especially in the Air Force, and they were getting punished, literally punished for opposing gay marriage. They would actually be called in and they would be say, okay, Airman Smith, do you support gay marriage? And if Airman Smith said, well, that goes against my religious beliefs, off to the brig with you. They would throw people, they would punish people because they didn't agree with gay marriage. Anyway, Biden's policies are even worse. And they've got all this emphasis now on the radical sex and gender stuff, and they're more focused on that than defending the nation from the enemies. I mean, it's so woke now that veterans and members of Congress say military preparedness really has become an issue. Now, I want you to just think about this. We got the greatest military on the face of the planet. We beat the British to win our freedom. We beat the Nazis during World War II. But the same armies that beat the Nazis could quite frankly be defeated by an invading army who misgenders our troops. You just think about that for a moment. Let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. North Carolina, Ronnie on the line, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hey, Ronnie, what's up?
Hi, Mr. Starnes. How are you today, sir?
I'm well, thank you.
I just wanted to mention, you talk about the Republican versus Democrat. Honestly, I think deep down, Republicans are wanting exactly the same thing as a Democrat. They just want to say it. You know, Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump both have some very good qualities about them. They will tell you what they're going to do and do what they tell you they're going to do. And that's sad. Mr. Trump is the first president that I can remember who actually did what he said he was going to do. First Republican president.
You see,
and
Ronnie...
By it and did it. He did everything that he could to make things move forward, but he was fighting the entire time. I just wish he had had the Congress to back him up rather than chasing all these ghosts.
Well, the problem is, Ronnie, that you've got this big swamp, you've got the deep state. A lot of people don't realize that there are a lot of Republicans in that swamp too. A lot of Republicans
Absolutely.
In the deep state. And you're right. I do think that the establishment Republicans and the Democrats work in cahoots. So we certainly saw that with the gun grab legislation that John Cornyn pushed through. We're going to see that with the amnesty push that's going to be coming that Cornyn is going to support. No doubt about that. And Donald Trump came in and he blew all of that up, Ronnie. And that's why they hate him. And that's why they're trying to destroy the man.
Absolutely. They know that he's going to call him out. I would like to say...
Quickly.
One more thing. I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. But I appreciate you taking my call, and you do a great job.
Well,
thank
Ronnie, all right. Thank you for that. Let's go to Dan Hendersonville, North Carolina, WHKP. Hey, Dan, go for it.
Okay. Why not? We're sending troops overseas and to who knows how many countries. We got Army and Navy, Air Force. And Marines in training here in this country. Give them some training down there in the Rio McCoy where these guys can't handle what they got to handle down there.
So send them down to the Rio Grande. Is that what you're saying, Dan?
Yep, and train them down there and let the Mexicans know we're going to do it. That's what all these countries overseas are doing.
Yeah, Dan, let me ask you a question, Dan.
Borders.
Dan, let me ask you a question about that. Do you think on the flip side, what do you think the Mexicans would do if you had a couple of 100,000 Americans invading their country?
Well, they quit shipping people, or they maybe stop them coming into their southern border.
That's right, they would. And they would do it with force if necessary.
You bet they would, and that's what we got to start doing. It's time for that. We got people down there that are so undermanned, and that, like you say, they're babysitters. They're not border protection anymore. They're setting on babies.
Well, that's a fair point. Dan, appreciate the call. And look, Dan's not wrong. As a matter of fact, and we're going to get into this with Frank Gaffney a little bit later on in the show. Folks, while all this is happening, Biden is laying the groundwork for World War III. It is insane what's happening in Europe right now. We are now sending, and this word came out earlier today and didn't get a lot of coverage, 20,000 more American troops are being sent to Europe for staging. And you can imagine what that's all about. But this war between Russia and Ukraine is going to end up being a world war. WW3 is what they're going to call it. We're going to get into that with Frank Gaffney in just a little while. Also, we're going to be talking with some folks out of South Dakota, congressman out of South Dakota. There's a lot of focus on what's happening right now in South Dakota as a result of the policies of Governor Kristi Noem. She was on the show a couple of days ago, and Governor Noem has really taken a lot of nasty hits, not only from Democrats, but also from some conservatives because of the policies that she's putting forward there in South Dakota. And she's standing her ground, and she's holding her own. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later as well. By the way, folks, now is a great time to head over to the website. Have an incredible book. Folks, this book explains everything that's happening in America right now, why it's happening, and where all of this is going, where we are going with this war on the culture. The name of the book is called Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. You can get yourself a copy on Amazon. They're doing a super cheap sale on Amazon right now. So I would encourage you to go to Amazon to get yourself, you know, a couple of copies. Grab one for your church bookstore if you got a church bookstore or book library. Or if you would like a signed copy, just go to toddstearns.com and go to the store tab, and you can order a copy there, and we're happy to sign it and ship it out to you. And I'll personalize it. So if you want to say to Merlot, I'll be happy. Your dog doesn't read, though, Grace. It's a great dog, but it doesn't read. Okay, just want to make sure. But for example, I would autograph it for a dog. I would. And that one time we had to autograph in barbecue sauce. That was in Gainesville, Georgia.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it is what it is. All right, folks, hour two coming up next. ToddStearns.com. Sign up for the podcast and the newsletter. Get a book and a snack and join us after the top of the hour news. We'll be right back, America.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right, hello, everybody. Are you doing good today? You know, a lot of people already out on the road, heading out on vacation for the big Independence Day holiday. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm heading down to Pascagoula, well, really Theodore, Alabama, which is really Mobile, Alabama. They're putting them up in a really nice hotel down there. Our good buddy Noah Britt, he rolls out the red carpet for the radio host. Noah owns WPMO, our great affiliate down there. And I'll be speaking Sunday in Theodore, Alabama. They have a great signal, and it reaches all over the Gulf Coast. And we're going to be at Lighthouse Baptist Church and looking forward to speaking out there. It's going to be a blast, and we would love for you to come out and be a part of the Sunday services. And so anyway, I'll be down there, then coming back, and we're doing the big Grace Baker. We're doing the Germantown, Tennessee fireworks display. That's where I live, so. You got big plans for 4th?
We're going to have a pool party, but, you know, it's going to be a little more expensive this year. I'm trying to divvy up the food obligations amongst all the friends, so.
Well, you might want to bring candles.
Candles?
Yes. I just saw a report that the local electric company, Memphis Light, Gas, and Water, that rates are going up 40%.
What?
Yes, ma'am. Can you imagine? So your light bill, your electricity bill, is about to almost double, and you can thank Joe Biden for that.
I just, every time I buy something and I notice the price goes up, I literally mutter under my breath in public spaces, I go, thanks, Biden, all the time.
Love it. So then, so while we're doing all that here.
Yes.
Then getting ready to go to Salem, Oregon, KYKN, our great affiliate. And we're going to be doing a big event there, a barbecue.
I'm so curious what kind of barbecue they have up there. Because we're in Memphis, Tennessee, which is like home of the barbecue. But it sounds like they've got their own take of barbecue up there. And as long as it's pork, then it's real deal barbecue. You know it.
You know, the only thing I can't do, and Lord love them, I love our people in Virginia and North Carolina. But we got to talk about your barbecue.
Oh.
We just got to talk about it. And it's,
doesn't it involve vinegar?
It does.
I like vinegar.
No, one of them has mustard. I'm trying. Somebody from the Carolinas will correct me on this because they're very. I don't get it. They're very passionate about their barbecue.
See, I've been to the Carolinas, and I just because I'm from Memphis. When I travel, I never get barbecue. I got like seafood while I was in Charleston, and it was amazing. But I never once thought, got to get some barbecue up here. But I understand they have their own version, and they are very passionate about it.
No, but I'm with you. I am curious because sometimes out on the, west of the Mississippi, it's when they say barbecue, if you're in California, it's hamburgers and hot dogs.
Yeah.
But if you're in Texas, barbecue is brisket.
Exactly.
And I'll give it to, I will say this. I made the mistake here in Memphis of ordering brisket one day from a barbecue joint, and it wasn't good.
Yeah, I don't ever order it. I've had just family members make it.
But when I was down in Dallas, we were down there last year and for CPAC, and took the whole gang out, and we went to this dive barbecue joint, and it's one where you have to wait outside for like 45 minutes, and you're literally weaving yourself in between the smokers. I can't remember the name of the place. And finally, they put down the paper, and you get, you know, a quarter pound of this and whatever and some sausage.
You're gonna make you work for it.
Oh, it's a lot of work. And then you find a seat, and you have your meal. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to try the pulled pork. They had pork shoulder. Horrible.
Oh, no.
Horrible.
I'm glad you don't remember the name of the place.
So I decided, you know what? It's all good. Memphis, we're going to handle the pig. Texas can handle the cow.
Yep.
And we'll all get along. God bless America. Anyway, July 22nd, I'm going to be in Salem, Oregon. It's called a summer barbecue with Todd Stearns. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Adam's Rib Smokehouse is the name of the joint. I love that name. Adam's Rib.
Yes. Like ha, ha, ha.
Eve.
Like Genesis.
But hold on. It's also sponsored by Beloved Cheesecakes.
What?
Yes. This is great.
You are going to be very full the entire time you're there.
I can't wait. This is going to be a blast. So we're going to have a lot of fun out there. So you folks in Salem will have to let me know, what do I need to do? I need to go do some sightseeing. The last time I was in Oregon, I was being chased by a bunch of leftists in Portland. So.
Well, it's got to be cooler over there than it is here, I tell you that much.
I do need to bring a jacket. So Caleb Parker, our managing editor, was over in Seattle and visiting some family and said it was very cool out there.
I'm sure it was very nice. Here in Memphis, it's hotter than blue blazes.
Okay. Well, sweet mercy, yes. So all you folks in Salem, let me know what I need to do out there. Interesting story from the Daily Wire, Grace Baker. A 29-year-old biological man who identifies as a woman is also a skateboarder. And skateboarding is a big deal in New York. Did you ever skateboard as a child?
No, I did rollerblade.
Well, that's close. Was that like the female roller derby where you're beating up other women?
Yeah, I never got that intense. I just went to the local skating rink.
All right. Well, that's fun. And
it
you
was
danced,
fun.
You know, I danced to the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, but let me back up here. I almost forgot the big story. So we'll get to the transgender.
Bigger than that?
Yeah, we're going to get to the transgender dude in just a minute. Hang tight, everybody. So last night, I'm working here late, and Kyle the engineer, the guys invite me out. You know, the guys like to go out around Memphis.
Yes, without the ladies.
Yes. And so I said, okay, where are we going to go? And there's this really cool place called Hog and Hominy, but they didn't. And they have a honey pepperoni pizza. It's the craziest thing, but it works. Anyway, we couldn't get a reservation. So then the guys were like, let's go to the Hen House.
Now, that's a ladies' place.
So hold on. So I'm like, all right, I'll go over and get it. So I walk into the place, and I stop, and it's like the place is packed, and everybody's staring at me. And I realized everybody staring at me was, in fact, a woman. And I'm like, uh-oh, what kind of a joint is this?
It's called the Hen House.
It's called the Hen House, and I'm a rooster. You know, cock-a-doodle-doo, ladies.
Up in your chest, walking in.
So, anyway, they were very kind of this. And no, guys come here too, but it's, you know, but the ladies like the place, which is why they call it the house. But anyway, the guys said, why don't you come out? We'd love to hang out with you, and we had a great meal.
They've got really good burger. I've seen their burgers really good.
It's very
good. Got the tuna. It was nice.
All right. Anyway, back to the transgender skater. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a big competition in New York, a women's skateboarding competition. And Ricky Trace, 29 years old, a man who is a woman, won the competition. Now, here's what kills me about this. The 29-year-old was competing against a 13-year-old biological girl and a 10-year-old girl. So they had a grown man dressed like a woman competing against these little girls. And the guy is now defending himself. He did an interview with the Daily Mail, and he says, well, I wasn't going to go easy on them just because they're kids, he said. Mr. Trace, formerly known as Richard Batre, served as a second-class petty officer in the Navy, was previously married and fathered three children. Quote, it's funny, it's what I'm getting beat up over the most. People are saying you're beating little kids, little girls. Well, I didn't intend to do that. This is the first one that I've been to that I actually wanted to win. The age thing doesn't really count. You're a 29-year-old grown man competing against little girls.
Dude looks like a lady. That's all I think of.
Last year, Trace became the first trans woman. No, he's not a woman. He's a man.
Dude looks like a lady.
To attempt to qualify for the Olympic women's skateboarding team. The biological testosterone reportedly tested too high to allow entry as a female under the International Olympic Committee.
What a surprise.
Sir, you need to shave your armpits. Quote, I don't think I have a physical advantage. You're 29 years old and you're a man. What do you think?
Man, baby.
The protest... Mr. Trace goes on to say, look at me. I'm not buff or anything. I don't work out. I just skateboard. And I don't think skateboarding has anything to do with physicality.
I disagree.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, have you seen the ones where the videos where they're like up on that rail?
Yes.
And then they fall off and then they land like a cowboy on a horse? That's got to hurt.
Like a cat on his feet.
Anyway, people are really upset about this. And why? Why are you upset about it? You people out there, you embrace transgenderism, New York City. You say, this is about tolerance. This is about diversity. Well, there's your tolerance and your diversity. Sorry, kids. You got beat by a grown man wearing a girdle.
It's a sad day for women's sports. Makes me very sad. I'm glad I didn't have to deal with this.
Unbelievable. But this is what happens.
You seem hot and bothered, Todd.
This is America. Very disgusted by this, Grace. Also, theblaze.com breaking the news about Friends. Have you heard about this story? This is terrible. So, Grace, did you watch Friends?
Ooh, yeah, I love this song.
Oh, you like Friends?
I love Friends.
We should try doing this at like Shelby Farms Park or something.
Clap, clap.
We'll bring like a couch.
Let's see that. Clap.
Is this where you clap?
There it
is.
Oh,
I hear it.
Da, 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 da.
Hold on. Help. No, that's I did it wrong. Do we all have to sing along here at the chorus?
Even though you...
I'll be there for you. Is that... Oh, God. Sing out loud, America.
It's catchy. It's a great show.
No, it's not. No.
Why?
No. It is not a great
it's
show.
It's a wonderful show.
No.
It's one of my favorite shows.
No, Grace Baker. According to theblaze.com, shame on you for watching Friends.
What did I do wrong?
So, by the way, when did that show air? It was like back in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Had 10 seasons.
So everybody's old now.
Oh, yeah.
And are they still friends?
I don't know.
All right.
That's a good question.
Frenemies?
Frenemies, maybe?
Could be. Anyway, the creator of Friends is very embarrassed. Now you say, why, pray tell, is he embarrassed?
It's a successful show.
Actually, it's a woman. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh, ouch.
I just assumed it was a man.
Oh, no. It's wow, Todd.
Because it was successful.
Wow, Todd. Need the buzzer for that one. You're canceled, buddy.
Marta Kaufman is very upset because it turns out there were no black friends. On the show. And there were no Asian friends.
Oh, just my gosh.
Just a bunch of white people.
Wait a minute. Ross dated an Asian lady. I remember this.
I'm not sure
for
that
a
counts.
While.
I'm
and
not
she
sure
was pretty
counts.
Involved in the show. She was a nice character, but, you know.
I don't know. Did they have any blacks on the show?
Oof. I'm thinking.
So, Marta,
not that I recall.
Marta Kaufman says she's embarrassed by the lack of diversity on the show, and she's putting out a $4 million donation to make amends for her demographic sins.
I don't think money's going to fix that, honey.
Quote, I've learned a lot in the last 20 years. She was doing a Zoom interview. Admitting and accepting guilt is not easy.
Oh,
was she charged? Was she arrested for a
I don't
crime?
Think anyone's ever said anything. I mean, it was just... It was a long time ago.
It's
show.
Painful looking at yourself in the mirror. I'm embarrassed that I didn't know better 25 years ago. Kaufman said that the protest against the death of George Floyd opened her eyes to the presence of racism of society. quote, I knew then I needed to course correct. You know, the only solution here, Grace Baker, is to immediately take Friends off the air forever and burn all the copies so that no one
buy mine now.
So that no one will ever, ever have to be triggered by watching four white people or five white people. How many white people are there? Six white people. Good Lord, it's like a Klan rally on a couch.
Yep, they're always on the couch.
Or dancing. Were they the ones dancing in the water fountains?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that. Splashing around.
It was illegal. You don't know what's been in that water.
Yeah,
especially in New York.
Sanitary.
I mean, that's where the homeless people bathe. Yeah. You don't want to be bathing in somebody's bathtub. So anyway, she's now apologizing. Oh, this is interesting. One of the show's stars, David Schwimmer, responded to criticism about diversity in 2020. You know what he said?
Uh-oh.
I don't care.
Okay. Yeah, that's Ross. Everybody.
He said, the truth is also the show was groundbreaking because they talked about casual sex, protected sex, gay marriage, and relationships. Yes, but skin color trumps all those other things.
Yeah, his character.
Just ask Pete Buttigieg.
Was married to a lady who then said, oops, I'm a lesbian, and then left him.
He also oh, really?
Yeah. That's how the show started.
He also said that, you're all right there, Grace?
Yeah, it's just one of those days, drop my water bottle.
He also said that he pushed for his character Ross to date non-white characters on the show. But isn't that a regular complaint among the minority community that their women are dating white dudes?
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
That's fair. That's the other thing. The creator of the show, I doubt, was in charge of all the casting choices. Like, lady, chill out. I think sometimes people just like to make it look like they're so holy. So they're like, look at me. I'm taking all the responsibility.
You know, wait a second. We've got three white people on our show, but you've got red hair, so.
I've got Merlot.
Oh, and she's black and white. Oh, she's biracial. I love it. I knew we were diverse. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to make a promise to you, America. I'll be there for you.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know? The average garage door is made up of 1.3-millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know? Your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know? A runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Grace Baker, I want you to know something.
Okay.
I'll be there for you.
Oh, thank you,
Tom. Even if you're white.
Really?
Even if you are Asian, I will be there for you.
That's so sweet. That's the nicest thing you've ever said.
Even if you're a Yankee, I'll be there for you.
Dang.
You know what's going to happen. Just the easy thing here. Fine, just do a revision. Just do a new Friends and have everybody be a minority.
I just want to let you know, also, there was a very prominent black actress that starred on the show as a girlfriend of Ross as well.
Thank you for that. I clearly did not watch the show.
He dated an Asian woman and a black woman, and they were both prominent characters.
And that was his privilege showing that he could do that.
That's true.
I'm just saying. All right, let's go to the phones. Chuck in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. All right, Chuck, were you a big Friends fan?
Of the show Friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not especially, no. But I was sure thinking about an angle that the creator may have had on that $4 million. You know, what kind of tax write-off do you get for a donation like that?
Well, that is an interesting question. So she's donating that money to a predominantly black school. So, I mean, if it's a donation and if it's a nonprofit, I don't know. She could end up getting a nice tax write-off, to your point.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah, there's got to be more to it than that, you know, social atonement kind of kind of deal, you know.
Well, I will say this, Chuck. If the co-creator wants to give me $4 million, I'll be friends with her. I'm happy to do that.
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right, Chuck, thanks for the call. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. It's South Dakota week on the show. Governor Kristi Noem was on earlier this morning. I got the copy of the book we talked about 3 days ago. I got it this morning. And now we're going to have Congressman Dusty Johnson. It's going to be a fun show. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. By the way, new survey. How bad is it out there in America, ladies and gentlemen? Just how bad is it in America? 85% of the nation, 85% of the nation thinks we are on the wrong track. That's according to a brand new poll commissioned by the Associated Press. 78% of Democrats say the nation is on the wrong track. What does that mean? That means we're about to experience it's not even a red tsunami, but remember there's a movie called Deep Impact where the asteroid comes and hits the Earth, and then this giant tidal wave consumed most of the nation. Yeah, that's what's about to happen in November. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us, making a debut appearance on the Todd Stearns radio program, from the great state of South Dakota, Congressman Dusty Johnson. Hey, Congressman, how's it going?
It's going fine. 85% think we're on the wrong track. Who in the world are the 15?
Well, that's a great question. They're probably in Denver, higher than a kite right now.
Well, I think it's amazing to me how frustrated people of all across the political spectrum are. They know it does not have to be this bad at the border. They know inflation is a crisis. They know that our energy policies are crazy. And so you're exactly right. November is going to be big.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the price of gasoline, people are so frustrated. And we hear from listeners all over America, Congressman, that they're struggling to be able to pay their bills. They can barely get groceries. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, where our show is based, they just announced that electric bills may be going up 40% next month. So people are struggling.
Well, and you reap what you sow. Policies matter. I mean, we haven't built a new oil refinery of any real size in this country since the 1970s. We've made it impossible to build pipelines. We've had an EPA standing in the way of homegrown American biofuels. I mean, you make enough of these decisions, lo and behold, energy gets expensive. This is, to anybody who's been paying attention, this is very logical and very important.
Congressman, I know that you were meeting with ag leaders there in South Dakota over the past several days. I'm curious to know what you're hearing from them. We're hearing concerns from farmers that there could be food shortages coming. Well, what are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, for Americans, the problem is that food is going to get more expensive. For the rest of the world, it may mean death by famine. There are going to be serious problems. And of course, America is always going to be well positioned from a food perspective. We have a huge trade surplus when it comes to agricultural products. We'll always be able to get our hands on meat and dairy, corn, beans, albeit more expensive. But this is going to be a global security threat. I mean, the bad decisions that we have made are going to mean that we're going to have more instability across the globe. And it's just a shame. And aside from that, what the producers are telling me is that all of this regulatory uncertainty, I mean, Donald Trump had pushed back on this Obama-era Waters of the U.S. rule, which put the federal government in control of just about any body of water in America. The fact that Joe Biden is bringing it back has a lot of farmers and ranchers concerned about the federal government up in their business.
So, again, it's this idea, Congressman, I know that Joe Biden predicted that the dark winter was coming to America. And honestly, I don't think there's anything any of us can do. We just have to basically suck it up and go through a very difficult period and hope and pray that the Republicans do take back the Congress and you guys will be able to be that that firewall.
Well, and I know there's a lot of dissatisfaction across America. And I'm not trying to put too pretty a bow on this thing, but I also want to take just a minute to reflect on what Republicans in Congress have been able to do, even in the minority. I mean, we've pulled together the coalitions we need to push back on some of the worst ideas. I mean, Build Back Better is not the law of the land. The Green New Deal is not the law of the land. Defunding the police is not the law of the land. Obviously, one-party rule has brought some Democratic victories, but I also think things could have been much worse if Republicans hadn't been focused, organized, and willing to build coalitions with people like Joe Manchin to try to shave off the most jagged edges of this agenda.
And Congressman, and by the way, folks, Congressman Dusty Johnson on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, you know, Congressman, you are one of the most pro-life lawmakers on Capitol Hill. I know the Susan B. Anthony, list actually gave not just an A-plus ranking. What was that like for you when the Supreme Court finally issued their decision to overturn Roe v. Wade?
Well, and I'll start by acknowledging that I know this decision has ripped a lot of America apart. And I realize it's an incredibly complicated issue, and I'm not under any illusions that everybody agrees with me. But for me, is a human life worthy of protection? And the Constitution, you read the Constitution, it does not say, hey, everybody, there's a right to privacy that you can use as a justification to take a human life.
Oh, I think we've got a very bad phone connection there with Congressman Johnson. Again, the congressman, and if we, Grace, if we can get him back, that's fine. And if not, we'll just have to let him go. But again, Congressman Dusty Johnson, one of those who's been fighting for the unborn, and, you know, he's maybe not a nationally known name on Capitol Hill, or, you know, outside of Capitol Hill, but he's one of the good guys who's out there fighting for us every single day. And we appreciate those kinds of lawmakers out there. And we try to highlight them, you know, because there are people out there. Another one, and you folks in Wichita, Kansas, listening to us on the Big Talker, you guys know this. Congressman Ron Estes out there in Wichita, Kansas, fighting the good fight every single day. These workhorses in the trenches, standing up for conservative values and principles. And as we heard from Liz Cheney, we need to embrace the conservatives that are out there, the true conservatives, and we need to be standing alongside of them as they're fighting for the party platform. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to open up the phone lines here, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, Grace Baker was talking about how blasted hot it is. And it is hot. It's not even like August or September. It is just brutally hot out there. And one of the best ways to overcome the heat is with a delicious glass of iced tea. And so one of the coolest brands of tea I've discovered, they actually sponsor our program, Life Change Tea. They're having a super big summer sale. Buy three, get one free. Life Change Tea is amazing. It's natural, it's gentle, and it does wonders for your health. It's the right combination of 12 herbs and comes, by the way, in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, pomegranate. I love the peppermint. Life Change Tea has been around since 2007, made right here in the USA. It's easy to brew. You just keep it in the fridge. And when you want a glass of iced tea after a hot day on the talk radio program, what do? I get a frosty glass. I put a couple of ice cubes in it, pour in some of that delicious Life Change Tea, and I'm having a good afternoon. Go to GetTheTea.com to order some today. GetTheTea.com. Now listen up. Use my code Todd10. They're going to give you $10 off plus free shipping. That is a $50 savings right there. GetTheTea.com. Use the code Todd10. You're going to get $10 off plus free shipping. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Todd Stearns here. Hope you're doing well. Somebody sent me a note about that Elmo. It's, what is it, the Tickle Me Elmo? Is that the official, that's what they call the animal or the creature, the Muppet?
Well, it's just Elmo, but the very famous toy is Tickle Me Elmo.
Okay, gotcha.
And you don't like go around saying, oh, look, it's Tickle Me Elmo. Like, no, it's just the creepy toy that came out about Elmo was Tickle Me Elmo.
And so now they're wanting all the children. So that's the deal. It's like three-year-old kids.
They want them to get the jab.
They want him to get the jab. Can I just say, Grace, have you noticed, and maybe it's just me, but have you noticed that a lot of young celebrity types who were out there promoting the, they're promoting the vaccine are now dead or suffering some sort of a horrible malady?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. And Elmo, we haven't heard an update on Elmo since he's gotten the vaccine. We don't know if he's actually okay, right?
What, Elmo?
Yeah, we don't know if Elmo's actually okay.
Because
it's been like a couple days, but we haven't heard from him. So, like, is he actually okay?
We haven't heard. We're not sure.
Not since the announcement.
Maybe the hand got paralyzed. It fell off.
He can't tickle anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Do we have the, we've got the, oh, let's play this. This was from yesterday.
Now, Daddy has super duper bandages just like Elmo.
You were super duper today, getting your COVID vaccine, Elmo.
Yeah, there was a little pinch, but it was okay.
Is this Dad Black?
I was really glad to have Daddy and Baby David there with him. Baby David, where are you?
I had a lot of questions about Elmo getting the COVID vaccine. Was it safe? Was it the right decision? I talked to our pediatrician so I could make the right choice. I learned that Elmo getting vaccinated is the best way to keep himself, our friends, neighbors, and everyone else healthy and enjoying the things they love.
Oh, Daddy! Oh, Elmo and Baby David have a question. Oh. Can we have a hug?
Oh, come here, son.
Loves you, Daddy.
I love you too.
It's okay to have questions about COVID vaccines for your kids. Get the latest facts by speaking to your pediatrician or healthcare provider.
All right, I got a couple of questions here, Grace. Is Elmo male or female?
Male, I think.
All right. So it's the voice. I'm just wondering, is that post, like, before the vaccine, was his voice like, hello, I'm Elmo?
Did he sound like his dad?
Yes, I'm Elmo. How are you,
like,
America?
Hey, Dad. He's like, can I have a hug before I keel over?
Daddy, will you tickle me? Oh, that sounded weird. All right,
just
never
a little
mind.
Bit.
Just a smidge. But now, I mean, poor Elmo. So anyway, Charlie Kirk pointed this out. All these people, Grace, are taking the vaccine.
Yes.
This is sad.
It's not funny. It's just the Elmo part that's funny.
It's the Elmo part.
And all I can think of is Elmo getting the vaccine.
Muppets are dropping dead all over America right now. So you got Justin Bieber's face is half frozen.
Yes.
And he's 28 years old.
Yes.
That's horrible because he's like a heartthrob. And now his face is like, I don't know, some sort of a modern art piece.
It's sad. And his wife had like a really weird heart condition too.
She had a stroke at 25 and they've all had the vaccinated.
And yeah, they're so, very healthy.
Miss Brazil died from massive bleeding and a heart attack. She's 27 years old. NBA star Caleb Swanigan, is that his name?
I don't know.
Died, just dropped dead, 25 years old. I mean, the list goes on and
some
on and on.
Swimmers, I mean, I believe there were multiple swimmers.
And soccer players especially. They're just running around kicking the ball, and the next thing you know, boom, they're on the ground.
They're
and
they kicking the bucket.
Doing CPR, it's terrible. And I'm wondering if people, you know, has anybody stepped back and said, you know, something's going on here?
Well, no, Todd, it's called sudden young adult death syndrome or
something.
Sudden
adult death syndrome. Yeah, it's they're now saying, well, that it's a thing.
Okay, whatever.
Do you remember, I'm just seriously, like before, prior to 2019, were young people just dropping dead for no reason?
Very healthy people, because like we're saying, these are a lot of athletes. Like people who are generally speaking very healthy. You know, we're not talking about people with really weird health conditions, super overweight, lazy. Like, these are perfectly normal, healthy people. And they're
until
just
they got
dead.
The vaccine, and then all of a sudden they drop dead.
It's very suspicious.
And so now they're all saying that this is not true. And, like, the Washington Post is saying, well, this is a falsehood. That all these athletes are not just dropping dead or collapsing.
Okay. Well, we've seen it happen. Like, during soccer games, we've seen this happen.
Yes. So, and so now the government is saying, well, it's not true. Yes, they said, yes, all these people are dropping dead, and yes, they've had the vaccine, but it's not true. It's because of the vaccine. It's just a coincidence. Do you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? Do you believe that it's just a coincidence that all these perfectly healthy people, all these beautiful celebrities, are suffering these horrifying side effects from getting the vaccine? Do you believe it's just a coincidence? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Look, when I was 37, I had to have open-heart surgery. By the way, Dick Cheney, when he was 37, he had his first heart attack when he was 37 years old. But anyway, I've never had a heart attack, but I did have this heart problem that had to be fixed. I had a mechanical heart valve installed, so they took out my aortic valve, and they replaced it. Now, up until that point, now, Grace, there are people that are our age, or no, my age, and I would say into your 30s, they did not test babies for this heart issue. So most people are born with this heart issue they don't know anything about, and it slowly closes up your aorta. And when that happens, and the blood can't get through, it's immediate death. So if you're not being checked out,
sure,
you would have no idea that you had a problem until it was too late to do anything about it. So for me, I went to the doctor. I thought I had bronchitis. It turned out to be a cardiac cough, and they were able to catch it within. And the heart surgeon told me, you know, if you had not had this fixed, you would have been dead by summertime.
Whoa.
So it's that big of a deal. So anyway, every May on this program, you know, on the anniversary, May 17th, I talk about my heart problem, and I encourage people to go and get themselves checked out. Nowadays, they test babies. So if there is an issue, they're actually to fix it while the baby is still in the mother's womb. They can actually go in and fix this problem. But when I hear of stories up until now, when I used to hear stories of perfectly healthy young people that just drop dead, and they call it the widow maker, when they drop dead, by and large, I tell people they had an aortic valve problem. And they're like, how did you know that? Well, that's what it is.
It's the most logical explanation.
But now there is a logical explanation of what's happening right now, but nobody wants to admit it. Nobody wants to talk about the fact that they have shoved this disease into our arms, and it's killing people now.
Well, and they required athletes to get it, and Hollywood celebrities were among the first in line for several reasons, but including to, you know, people, the government, all these people were like, hey, we need you to help promote this, basically. So they were some of the first younger people to get the vaccine, and now we're seeing the effects. So unfortunately, you then wonder, people who got it more recently, if we're going to see their effects in a few months.
And what's happening? It's the sports card. They're saying it's myocarditis. That's the disease, or that's the illness, the malady. When I got the vaccine, I got one dose of it.
Yep.
Ended up in the hospital with myocarditis or pericarditis, whatever, one of the two. And I said, that's it. I would rather take my chances, you know, with the virus. And, you know, I've been fortunate. But a lot of people, it's sad. what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. But and I really hope that Bieber and all these others get better. He's a good kid. I mean, you know, went through a lot of crazy stuff, but he's gotten his life turned around, married. He's a family man, and now he may be disfigured for the rest of his life. And it's a terrible tragedy. And it did not have to happen. And you wonder, is anybody ever going to be held accountable for that? You know, they're so busy doing the January 6th committee. I'd like to see the China Virus Committee. What about that? All right, got to take a break, America. Hour 3 coming up. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
It has become clear that the efforts Donald Trump oversaw and engaged in were even more chilling and more threatening than we could have imagined. As we have shown, Donald Trump attempted to overturn the presidential election. He attempted to stay in office and to prevent the peaceful transfer of presidential power. He summoned a mob to Washington. He knew they were armed on January 6th. He knew they were angry. And he directed the violent mob to march on the Capitol in order to delay or prevent completely the counting of electoral votes. He attempted to go there with them. And when the violence was underway, he refused to take action to tell the rioters to leave. Instead, he incited further violence by tweeting that the Vice President, Mike Pence, was a coward. He said, quote, Mike deserves it. And he didn't want to do anything in response to the Hang Mike Pence chants. It's undeniable. It's also painful for Republicans to accept. And I think we all have to recognize and understand what it means to say those words and what it means that those things happened. But the reality that we face today as Republicans, as we think about the choice in front of us, we have to choose, because Republicans cannot both be loyal to Donald Trump and loyal to the Constitution.
All right, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. That was Congresswoman Liz Cheney last night standing on sacred political ground, the Reagan Presidential Library in California, and she was declaring war on conservatives in her own party. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We have a lot of breaking news topics to discuss with our good friend Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, I'd love to get your take on what Cheney said and did last night at the Reagan Library.
Todd, great to be with you. I personally believe that she's desecrating, as you said, a shrine, if you will, for Republicans. Ronald Reagan, one of the best Republicans, one of the best presidents ever, and she's not even in reality a Republican anymore. And saying what she said when she talks about worse than we could ever imagine. You know, it's worse than we could ever imagine is the lack of due process, the sham hearing, all of the lies and prevarications that we're seeing in this hearing. And so, yeah, Todd, it is beyond imagination to see someone like Liz Cheney get with the radical Democrats for what my opinion is personal animus towards this president. And dragging our institution. She's destroying it.
You know, Congressman, what even was more disturbing, I mean, she received thunderous applause and standing ovations from the crowd gathered. And I think we all need to be prepared for this idea that the Republican Party, the establishment wing of the party, is going to try and stop Trump, even if it means destroying the party in the process.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, so the first example of that is watching Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger join Nancy Pelosi to try to destroy the institution of the United States Congress. They have no compunction on that. They're okay with that because it means going after Trump. And in the same breath, they've recruited candidates that are never Trumpers. You got the Lincoln Project. All those people that hate Donald Trump also hate anybody who supports Trump or supports even the America First movement. I think you're exactly right.
By the way, speaking of Kinzinger, he's out there blasting Christians, conservative Christians, saying that we've got to stand against the Christian Taliban. I don't know of any Christians that are throwing gay people off of rooftop buildings like they are doing in Muslim-controlled countries. And these kinds of comments are really sickening, especially coming from a so-called Republican.
I agree. I mean, I don't even take anything Adam Kinzinger says with any degree of seriousness anymore. Those comments were unserious comments from an unserious person. And it's a shame. It's a shame that we all have to deal with it. But the reality is the notion that you compare conservative Christians or any Christian to the Taliban is absolutely obscene, in my opinion.
Congressman, just a little while ago, the Supreme Court put out a ruling. I mean, they've been doing pretty well, and then comes this this issue about asylum seekers and making them stay in Mexico while they get things sorted out. The Supreme Court ruling in favor of Joe Biden and the Biden administration, saying that he can end the Remain in Mexico policy. How big of a decision is this, and what's this going to do at the border?
Well, it's big in some respects and not so much in others. So for practical effect, Biden has ignored the court orders that said he had to re-implement Remain in Mexico policy. So last month, for instance, out of, 239,000 encounters, they removed 1,600 people under MPP. So effectively, they've ignored that policy all along. So that's not where the real damage is. The real damage comes in a couple of ways. Number one is that the deterrent effect of having MPP in place was good. That was strong. And now that it's going to be totally gone, the cartels can advertise that, and nobody's going to have to wait. And they're going to catch and release them in the United States. And the second thing is, I believe this will embolden these open border advocates that Joe Biden, Alejandro Mayorkas are. And they'll look for even more ways to stream even more people into this country. And don't be surprised if they come up with a way to end Title 42 removals very quickly as well.
All right. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, Congressman Andy Biggs. Big polling numbers are coming out. And in spite of this civil war that is brewing in the Republican Party, Congressman, it's looking good for the Republicans in the midterm elections.
Yeah, and you know what kind of Republicans is looking good for, Todd? Trump, MAGA, America First Republicans. That's the policy. And why is that? Because the other policies that the establishment side would kind of cling to are the Biden policies. I mean, we're talking, these are the people that may have voted for Biden in 2020 or they just didn't like Trump personally. But the reality is the policies that Donald Trump put in place and the momentum those policies had are really driving this as much as the policies that Joe Biden has gone, which is 180 degrees opposite, that are destroying the country. So I'm optimistic that we're going to have a good election in 2022.
Good stuff. All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We've been dealing with kind of a bad phone connection, but we appreciate all the great words that you've given today. Congressman Andy Biggs, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. By the way, this survey out of Georgia, they've got a brand new a poll out, Quinnipiac poll, and I'm curious to hear from our Georgia listeners. This is insane. According to Fox News reporting here, Paul Steinhauser is the author. A new public poll shows Raphael Warnock, the Senate Democrat and the communist, pro-abortion communist, leading Herschel Walker by double digits. Survey released Wednesday suggests the gubernatorial rematch between Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams is in a dead heat. Warnock leads Walker 54% to 44% at a dramatic swing based on the numbers back in January when they were basically tied. So according to the Quinnipiac poll, so here's the deal. In January, you had Warnock and Walker neck and neck. Voters have had a chance to get to know Walker, and now Walker is down by 10 points. Things can change. Things can shift. They may not even be calling Republicans. I've never been called by the pollsters. Never. In my 54 years, nobody's ever called Todd Stearns and asked who you're voting for. But those numbers are really curious because Walker probably has better name recognition than any other human in the state of Georgia. But there have been some stories coming out about Herschel Walker, about his family life, about allegations of this or that. And I'm not going to jump into all of that right now. But you wonder if that kind of stuff is actually now playing into people's minds when they go and vote. The gubernatorial race, on the other hand, is tied, and it could be anybody's game. That was the big concern going into the Republican primary. But I got to tell you, there was no way that David Perdue was going to be able to muster any sort of a fight against Stacey Abrams. So the question now is, will MAGA World's hatred of Brian Kemp give Stacey Abrams the governor's mansion? And that is the question. Will Trump supporters vote for Brian Kemp? And I'm curious to hear from you. If you're a Trump supporter and you live in Georgia, will you vote for Brian Kemp? And what the heck is going on with your Senate candidate? I mean, Herschel Walker was supposed to be a landslide win. Now, this is the first of what will be many polls, but this has to be a little concerning for folks. The National Republican Senatorial Committee is not concerned at all. And they say, if you believe the Quinnipiac poll in Georgia, I have some beads and trinkets I'd like to trade you for the island of Manhattan. So you Georgia listeners, is this poll off base? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
So Fox News has completely abandoned Trump now. One of their top legal analysts says Trump's going to be prosecuted, that he's going to have to face charges for what happened on January the 6th. Bret Baier has become the new Chris Wallace, but on steroids. So I don't know why anybody is watching Fox News anymore. I would encourage you to either just go ahead and listen to talk radio, watch Newsmax, and you should be okay. Watch Blue Bloods. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones here. Georgia Lee, WDUN, wants to weigh in on these polls. All right, Lee, do you believe these polls?
No, Todd. Thank you for taking my call. It's absolutely ludicrous. You know, I mean, like you, I've never been polled. You know, and I'm a Trump supporter, but, you know, I didn't vote I voted for Kemp, and Kemp's going to win again. And Herschel's going to win. I mean, that is so crazy to think that they're going. They're just trying to stir stuff up, Todd. That's all they're trying to do.
Well, so the polling, it's either accurate or it's not. And if it's not, my question is, why are these polls coming out like this? Because it's not the first time you've had polling data like this that's turned out to be wrong. Are they doing it intentionally? Could be. Are people giving them fake answers? So are they trying to demoralize people?
Well, that's actually what they're trying to do. I mean, you know, the leftists, all they're trying to do is say, oh, well, I mean, he can't win, so why not go vote? That's the only strategy they got. But they can't throw the race card out there, you know, so it's just crazy. And they're both going to win, Todd, so just don't worry about it.
So you're saying you folks in Georgia, you got this under control?
We do got it under control because there's people out there that are still Trump supporters. Just because I didn't vote for Purdue don't mean I still don't support Trump, you know. And we're still out there, and we're still going to vote. But Brian Kemp, look what Brian Kemp did. He, you know, they tried to make a special election or a thing to try to do the whole complete abortion thing, and Trump said, no, man, the heartbeat plan is okay. I mean, he's doing the right thing.
All right.
And Herschel Walker, you know, he's there. He's a Georgia boy, and I can't see nobody not voting for him, to be honest with you.
All right, Lee. All right, we got your point. Lee, thanks for the call. Let's go to Rich in Georgia, WDUN, our great station there. Rich, what say you?
Hey, Todd. No, the last caller's spot on. We're fired up to vote in November. We cannot wait. Cannot believe these polls, just like you cannot believe the last election that was stolen. Okay, and what surprises me is how Stacey Abrams not in jail for paying these people to manufacture and deliver votes. That's what we need to be looking at.
And by the way, Stacey Abrams has yet to concede her last loss at the governor's race.
That's exactly right. Well, we do need Herschel to come out and start fighting because we do have a lot of ads to Warnock that are very offensive. The Herschel needs to stand up and address those and go on the offense. We're waiting on that.
Rich, you may be waiting for a long time, I'm afraid.
That's what worries me about Herschel. Yeah, but Kemp's going to win this. Long as the election's not stolen again, we got it.
You see, I'm concerned about Herschel. I've had a chance to meet him several times, and he didn't debate, and that was the big concern I had initially, is that he did not debate.
Well, what I will say is Warnock is really good with whoever is doing his commercials. They're really good, you know, so, and I'm not seeing that from Herschel, and that's concerning, you know.
I hear you, Rich.
We're going to show up, Todd. We're going to show up. We're going to, let me tell you, there's a big red tsunami coming from Georgia.
All right. Look, I'm feeling encouraged, but people around the country get a little nervous. I mean, they saw what happened in the last election cycle, and it's going to be – we're going to need every vote to count. We really are, Rich.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. Hang in there, Rich. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Howard in Georgia. All right, Howard, what's your prediction?
Okay, let me tell you just a couple of quick things. Number one, you know, I was over the Trump campaign and 15, 16. Let me tell you what we did. When anybody polled us, we said we were voting for Hillary. And I think some of that's being done now to let the Democrats think they got it in the deal. But remember what your guy told you a while back on your this guy that studies this stuff. And also these three things that I'm going to tell you and then I'm going to hang up is what I learned when I was working on the Herman Talmadge campaign and the Jimmy Carter campaign. I know they were Democrats, but in those days, when I was in the 50s, 60s, this was a Democratic state. But remember what the guy told you. People are going to vote for two things. Number one, somebody they want to go to lunch with. And that is Brian Kemp, if you've ever met him. Number two, people vote their pocketbook. And Warnock and Abrams don't contribute to anybody. And the other thing that Herman Talmadge told us, the only reason you debate is if you need name recognition. Walker does not need name recognition. So I don't think he'll debate Warnock. But I'm going to tell you, the people of Georgia are going to vote for Brian Kemp because of what all he has done to help
all
us
right.
out here.
Howard,
what?
Gotta leave it there. We're late for a break here. You can hear the music, but we got your point. Yeah, I think Kemp is going to get reelected. Herschel Walker, a lot of questions. And like the caller said, they're just waiting for him to fight back. We'll see. 844-747-8868. That's our number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Progressive presents, don't do it yourself.
Okay, simple enough. Just got to get in there with my screwdriver. Do you mind handing me my screwdriver?
Are you trying to say screwdriver?
Well, I mean, you're saying it weird, but yeah, sure.
Look, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big and pay someone to install this for us so you don't have to pretend you can.
I know my way around a screwdriver. Oh, yeah. This is going to take a Philippe's head for sure.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
You know what I don't get about this whole situation in Ukraine? So Joe Biden wants to provide handguns to every Ukrainian while taking away those guns from the Americans. He wants to help the Ukrainians protect the sovereignty of their borders, but he doesn't want Americans to protect the sovereignty of our borders. Well, to help us figure all of this out is our good friend, Frank Gaffney. He is the founder and executive chairman of the Center for Security Policy, one of the most brilliant minds I know on what's happening overseas right now. Frank, good to have you back with us.
Oh, the pleasure's mine, Stars. Thanks so much, Todd.
Frank, let's get started here. The latest news, President Biden announcing that we're sending more money, more troops to the region, to Europe, 20,000 troops. People are getting a little concerned here that this is looking more and more like a ground war is about to happen.
Well, there's a lot of reason to be concerned, both about what is being done in Europe and what is not being done in the Pacific, where I personally am of far greater concern, worry, shall we say, about the prospect that the real war that we're going to be finding ourselves in is with the Chinese, who are a far more dangerous adversary than the Russians. But, you know, the danger that we've gotten, I think, now in hand here is that we might wind up finding ourselves fighting both, and quite possibly really in a global conflict, Todd, over not just the ambitions of the Russian government and the Chinese government, but those of the North Koreans and the Iranians and who knows, the Taliban and you know, communist dictators emerging like mushrooms after the rain in our own hemisphere. I mean, this is a world of hurt, and unfortunately, we mustn't be distracted, let alone disabled, by what the Russians are doing in this one theater.
Well, I want to get to China in just a moment and see how that might possibly play out. But the reality is we're sending billions of dollars over to Ukraine. We're basically fighting a proxy war with the Russians. Russia now threatening, and I mean, they may be blowhards. I don't know. They may be serious. They may be threatening that if, in fact, there is a war with NATO, that London will be their first target. Should we take these concerns seriously, or are they just blowing smoke?
I don't think we can take threats of a nuclear attack by a country that has developed an immense amount of capabilities to engage in it and actually has a doctrine of using such things first, as the Russians do, let alone a government that in Vladimir Putin's case has practiced starting nuclear wars as part of their strategic exercises, by the way, in some cases with their Chinese allies, as anything other than a very serious threat and one that must be deterred. And this is the larger point. I think we have chosen to fight. Maybe it's a proxy war. You could be right about that. But whatever it is, we're witnessing a fight that could have been deterred and wasn't, because I think we did not take seriously what is needed to do that, let alone brought to bear the leadership that it required.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Frank Gaffney from the Center for Security Policy. Frank, you mentioned that the greater threat is possible war with China. How would you see that playing out? What would be the incident that would spark some sort of a conflict in your mind?
Well, Todd, as it happens, we have just released today at the Center for Security Policy a new report entitled "The CCP," that's the Chinese Communist Party, is at war with America. And it's a product of a terrific team, we call it Team B3, that evaluated the biological warfare attack against our country that began in late 2019, came to be known as the COVID-19 pandemic. But this study makes very clear that was a deliberate attack using a biological agent that we believe came out of a biological warfare laboratory in China to take down President Trump and do incalculable harm to this country, as well as kill a lot of other people around the world. So this is upon us, I think. It is in a kinetic mode, albeit an unconventional one, but when a million Americans have died as a result, it's hard to call it as anything other than a very ominous situation, especially if it may, whether over Taiwan or whether over some other pretext, greatly intensify in the days ahead.
I think the concern is, if the Chinese make a play on Taiwan, would the Biden administration honor our obligations and defend the island?
Well, you, of course, have been covering the spectacle of Joe Biden saying yes and his staff saying no repeatedly, three different times, no less. I think the Chinese have calculated, alas, that they own Joe Biden, and he will not do anything that they disapprove of that might interfere with their plans. And that calculation, whether it's right or not, it could be a miscalculation. Who knows? But that calculation is likely to impel them to act aggressively, I think, in this kind of window of opportunity, as they would see it.
All right. Well, Frank, we appreciate the info. And folks, we've got a direct link to the paper at on their website. So go to toddstearns.com and link over. Frank, we're going to have to leave it there. We always appreciate the great work you guys do.
Thank you. I appreciate the chance to talk about it.
All right.
God bless you.
Frank Gaffney, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I've got to tell you guys about Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative Christian wireless carrier. And, man, do they have some incredible deals just for listeners of the Todd Stearns radio program. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. And you're going to find all sorts of great opportunities to change your wireless coverage. And you say, Todd, why would I do that? Well, it's very simple. Many people may not be aware that their wireless service, whether it be Verizon or AT&T, they're using your money to fund radical left-wing causes, including groups like Planned Parenthood. Well, our good friends at Patriot Mobile, they don't do that. They support organizations that are fighting to defend the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, and that's why you need to take a long, hard look at switching your coverage. By the way, they have great discounts, and if you use my promo code, they're going to give you even more discounts. If you're a veteran or a first responder, they have special discounts for you as well. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. And folks, I promise you, you're going to be very happy when you make the switch.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
By the way, somebody just sent me from an Air Force base. They sent out an email base-wide, and it's about Roe v. Wade. And so now the military is sending this, and we'll have this up. We will be working up a story on this. But I want to share this information with you. According to the Air Force, the Secretary of the Air Force, if you want to get an abortion, the government is going to fund that. So you're going to be able to take leave with government funding to get an abortion. This new information coming to us from someone who sent us this email that went out to all members of the Air Force just a few moments ago. 844-747-8868. And look, we appreciate you guys doing that. So send us that information. You can send it to me via Facebook as a private message, or you can just reach out to us and or Grace Baker, and we'll have that information. So look, it's the last day of Pride Month in America. You know, they do it a whole month. Our Lord gets what? Christmas and Easter. But the gays get a whole month. And, oh, Grace, I really don't want to talk about this.
You got to do it, Todd. You've already started now.
Is this, I guess this qualifies as gay news, right?
Oh, that's true.
So, all right. So, well, we do need to make this official. We got it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, time for gay news in America.
The YMCA, the gay national anthem. Did you ever hear that? They call it the gay national anthem. But YMCA gets people up and it gets them moving.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
I really don't want to do this.
So, I'm gonna miss this,
Grace. I'm not. And look, here's the challenge. So the whole LGBTQIA plus community is based on this one premise that everybody has their own truth. There's nothing absolute.
This
period.
Is true.
So. So what's going to happen is the story I'm about to... I really don't want to talk about this story.
I'm now wondering which story you're talking about. I think I know.
So, but we've got to talk about this story because it goes to the heart of the problem. That just because you feel some way, just because you think you are something, does not make you that something. And we've got audio of a grown woman who identifies as a bird.
Hi, my name is Cameron, and I'm a member of our DID system. So Avery and I are both birds. I am a cardinal, and Avery is a blue jay. We like AM air pronouns in particular because they feel even further removed from gender than they than theirs. And being birds, while we do have our own gender expression, we don't inherently have a gender at all. And not in the way that, like, we're just non-binary. It's that, like, our species as, like, an avian human hybrid does not inherently have any kind of gender at all. So you use them just like singular pronouns, like he, him, or she, her. Spelling and pronunciation-wise, it's like they, them, theirs without the TH at the beginning. So the best way I think to practice is to write out a couple of short sentences using like he, him, his, and himself, and then go back through and erase all of those pronouns and fill them in with AM air self.
Well, Todd, you know what they say, birds of a feather flock together.
So is she non-aviary? Is that what she's saying? I'm confused.
I feel like she'd fit right in with the lady who dated the plane.
What did she call herself? An avian human? Oh, that's avian. Right. I forgot about that.
And then she said about gender expression. What do they do? Like, tweet, 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 chirp, chirp, chirp. Like a bird, is that how they express themselves?
Is she laying eggs? That's what I want to know.
I don't even... Oh, maybe that's some of them now. I think they're outside the studio.
You know what this woman is? She may be a bird, but she's a cuckoo. Or a dodo bird.
Dodo birds are extinct.
Well, we may have one living and breathing.
I hear it.
I told you I didn't want to talk about this story.
You just knew all the puns were coming. And
I really did not want to talk about this story. Look, here's the deal, folks. As ludicrous as this is, as outrageous as this is, as stupid as this is, as wackadoodle cuckoo dodo bird as this is, we have to accept this woman at face value. That's what because the LGBT crowd will say, oh, this is just nuts. There's no way a woman can identify as a bird. Oh, really? Who are you to say that? Who are you? You who went out there and decided, you know what? We're going to redefine marriage. We're gonna redefine what it means to be a little boy or a little girl. We're going to redefine sex and gender. When you start doing that, when you go down that path, you don't have a right to tell a grown man that he can't marry his laptop computer. You don't have a right to tell a couple that they can't marry four or five people, which is what they're doing now in some places, and they're not Mormons. You can't go out there and... You can't go out there and tell a grown woman that she can't go and date Big Bird from Sesame Street. Who are you to say that they can't be true to themselves? And that's what angers me, because you've got a lot of people, some of the most vocal people opposed to the transgender movement are in fact gays and lesbians. And they've had those conversations with me. Well, that's just disgusting. That's just outrageous. There's no such thing. Okay. Who are you to say that? What gives you the right to say that? And ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens. And I've written two books about this particular issue of chaos in the culture. And you have chaos in the culture when you do not define truth, where you do not have a common ground where you can say, okay, this is right and this is wrong. This is acceptable and this is not acceptable. And sooner or later, you're going to have an anything-goes society. And as crazy as this woman is, there is a term to identify and explain what she is. And it's not an avian-human hybrid. It's not non-aviary. It's called bestiality. That's what that's called. And that is heinous. It is evil. According to the good book, according to the Bible. But people are picking and choosing, because you'll have people on the LGBT community say, oh, yeah, that's bestiality. That's just disgusting. That's sick. Oh, really? Who are you to define that? Because, again, this is the community that has decided that there are no rules, that anything goes. You got to think these things through, folks. But, again, Grace, this is why I did not want to talk about this issue today.
Sorry, Todd. These very important issues must be discussed about women identifying as birds.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo. I mean, she's cuckoo.
Yeah, exactly.
And not for Cocoa Pops.
No, sadly.
By the way, I tried a new brand of cereal yesterday. I don't know.
I never eat cereal anymore.
No, look, we went to the women's frilly restaurant, and it was very nice, good food. What's called Hen House?
Yes.
Oh, I had the hot chicken. Wasn't very hot, though.
Oh.
It was all right.
Okay.
But anyway, it's good. But I went home, and I'm like, you know, I want some cereal. You have your head cereal for dinner?
I've done it before, yes.
I did that as well.
It's been a while.
So, yeah, it was pretty good, though.
Nice.
But it was a crunchy, I don't know what the
kind. Yeah, it was like, you had to tell
smart,
us.
I don't know. It was like this fiber stuff. You know,
no.
It wasn't like
it
fruity
like
pebbles.
Wood
or,
chips.
It, and it's except crunchy.
The birds would eat.
I felt like I was eating glass, like little I don't know
shut
what
your
it
teeth.
Was. Not really.
Thought your smile looked a little crooked today.
Thank you, Grace. Appreciate that. All right. Hey, folks, ToddStearns.com. Hey, Tim Van Horn in. All summer, I'm taking the Fridays off instead of going away for a long, long time. Pascagoula, we're coming to town. I want to see you at Lighthouse Baptist Church on Sunday. And it's going to be a fun day. All right, folks, get out there. Have a great one. Be good, America.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Oh, wow!
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.